To the Washington County Special Meeting of the Board of Commissioners, and as we start, we'd like Jason Wilkow, if he wouldn't mind coming and leading us in a pledge of allegiance as we get started. Please stand.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Well, we really only have one item here today, as you know, this is a special meeting. And as we get started, this is the second time that we've appointed a county attorney, kind of midstream, if you will. And I have to say, I was commenting to the other commissioners how educational this experience has been. And I want to thank, we have a lot of people here from the attorney's office and others. And, you know, as we reached out and talking with all of you, talking with the candidates, for me, I know the candidates have not had a good experience in this process. I mean, you know, obviously when you put yourself out there to be a candidate, it's a very vulnerable position, and, you know, there's a lot of emotions involved. But for me, anyway, I really enjoyed interacting with the three candidates and learning about them and learning about, you know, I've been a county commissioner now for quite a while. And I have to admit that I let my other electeds run in their lanes, and I learned a lot, I feel like, about the attorney's office going through this process. And I made a couple comments. I do appreciate some of the attorneys that both emailed us and also came in and visited. And if we could take the qualities of all three of these candidates and put them into one person, we would have a superhero as far as a county attorney goes. Each one of them have, you know, qualities that we really need in our county attorney's office. But it was also a lot of fun to interact with and see the emails, read, and maybe get a better understanding of the prosecution side of the attorney's office. As county commissioners, we deal with Devin, and we deal with Stephen and the others. Victoria's here. But the other side of the county attorney's office, this will be kind of different to have somebody who's not the chief civil lead the organization. This will be the first time in quite a while. It's my understanding that Brock was also our chief civil lead, and of course Eric was too. Eric Ludlow, I think we can't really count him because that goes back into the day when it was like you had to be a jack of all trades if you worked in the attorney's office. So anyway, and just starting, I want to thank the three candidates for engaging in this process, for what they taught me and my fellow commissioners in this process, and just being willing to go through it.
Well, I think that if we look behind us, we have the preamble to the Constitution, and the first thing in there it says is establish justice. And then it says ensure domestic tranquility. To me, there's a bookend that involve one, those that are on the street, the first responders, the police, those that are trying to ensure that domestic tranquility. And the other end of the bookend is the county attorney and his office and the other attorneys that work with him or her. And in between is everything else, but at least those bookends are what make that work. And if we don't have that in a county that touts itself as conservative and law-abiding, then we've seen across the nation where that breaks down. And they're either not working together on both ends of that, or they simply, one end or the other is failing or is not respected. But in this county, those bookends are firm, and I think the decision today, based upon all the interviews and the process and the vetting and the listening, is going to ensure that both our first responders, those that are hitting the streets, and those that are in the offices trying to establish justice, but at the same time making sure that no one feels like they can get away with something if it's against the law.
Yeah, I would say I also enjoy the process, of, especially when you're not a candidate, you can really enjoy the process. It's fun. Candidates, not so much. But we've all been there, at least three of us have been there before, so it's nice to, you know, welcome others into the club, but getting the butt kicked for a while, so it's fun. Yes, learning more about the prosecutions is easy to work more on the civil side. But also hearing from the public, I thought was really eye-opening. We heard from a lot of people. Stop-in, you know, appointments, texts, emails, phone calls, in person, one at the grocery store, with me, just lots and lots of people who the public really got engaged in this process. And I wasn't in office last time when Brock sat down, you guys appointed Eric, so I don't know, this is my first time doing this, I don't know what that process was like, but this one was very cool, and it was really interesting to see the things that people took away from each of the candidates, those that supported, we heard from people that supported all three of the candidates, and how they really, some of their characteristics are well known, and all are well respected in lots of ways. So it's actually, you know, always is a tough decision, because I think all three actually could do a good job at this. It wasn't, well, there's one that, you know, we got to steer clear of, and what a horrible decision that would be. Or one that was just so head and shoulders above everybody else. I think all bring, like you said, different characteristics, Mr. Chairman, and things that would serve the citizens of Washington County and the office well. For me, in my decision, I think it was telling. I heard from a lot of law enforcement. That seemed to, and their opinion to me was very influential in my decision. It is how these are the people that we work with on the patrol side, specifically, you know, detectives and patrol officers. These are the people that we work with a lot and have worked with for years, and this is who I would really back or who I recommend. So for me, that was one of the most telling things. Second would be those from the county attorney's office, since you have to work with them all the time. Of the pros and cons of each, and I really took that, and I hope that after we take a vote that we'll be able to meet with this individual and say, hey, you should take some of this feedback, because there's some opportunities here as well, and that I took copious notes, and we'll certainly pass those along, but I think there's some opportunities to really make the office even better. And then the third thing that went into my decision was the public at large. Other people that I've known this individual, or, you know, I've gone to church with them, and I've worked with them in different aspects. And so those are three things that went into my relatively difficult decision. With that, so are you ready for a motion?
Yes.
So we have a resolution here that has a blank name on it. I don't need to read the resolution. It just says that the County Central Committee, under state statute 28.1509.1, lays out the way we're supposed to fill the vacancy. The County Central Committee of the Washington County Republican Party submitted Zachary Weiland, Larry Myers, and Jerry Jager for appointment to the Office of County Attorney. We're tasked with selecting one of those. And Mr. Chairman, with that, I move that we appoint Jerry Jager as the be appointed as Washington County Attorney.
We have a motion and a second to appoint Jerry Jager to serve as the Washington County Attorney. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
The motion passes. Thank you. And at this time, we will have our esteemed clerk auditor, Ryan Sullivan, who has been working in the basement for quite a while.
Counting ballots. He doesn't live down there. We gave him a better office than that. He's counting ballots. Let's just be clear.
This time we will swear in Jerry Jager as Washington County's newsless county attorney. All right.
Let's repeat after me. I, Jerry Jager, do solemnly swear.
I, Jerry Jager, do solemnly swear.
That I will support and obey. Do solemnly swear that I will support, obey, and defend.
That I will support, obey, and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Utah.
And the Constitution of the State of Utah.
And I will discharge the duties.
And I'll discharge the duties
of my office.
And I also want to thank Larry Myers and Zach. I'm not sure if Zach made it. I know he was in court. I've learned something from both of them. Larry, I really appreciate your service to the Republican Party. And I want you to know that I'm going to continue to serve with you on the Republican Party. And I respect that. With Zach, as we all know, Zach's very passionate. And I love that passion. And we as an office, we need to be passionate. We need to work hard and serve our victims, because that's really what this is all about. I also want to let you know that I recognize that this is a heavy responsibility, and that we need to make sure we keep our community safe, and we need to seek justice. And that's what this is really about, is seeking justice. And I'm here to work with each of you, and Nicole and Devin, and I appreciate this opportunity to be able to work with you. And I also want to let my office know, and just speak to them for a moment. We have an amazing office. And for me, one of the most important things with our office is I've heard over the past year that our office has been divided. And that's hard. And we've felt that as an office. And the most important thing to me is that it's time that we need to unite that office. We need to come together. And it's no more about being a, you know, a tough prosecutor or a weak prosecutor. We're all prosecutors seeking the same thing, and that's justice. We're doing that, of course, with the legal assistants that are seeking justice and the victim advocates that are seeking justice. We're all working together for that same cause of seeking justice. We need to recognize that, and we need to work together as a team, because that's the only way we can really accomplish that goal, is if we come together as a team and make that happen together. So that's my number one priority, is to bring that office back together, that we need to unite and do everything we can to help each other. And I recognize part of that is we need to have a training program that we put into place, and we're going to work on that. And we're also going to have a leadership team. And I promise each of you that I'm going to lead by example. I'm going to keep a caseload. I'm going to be there in court with you, fighting with you. One of the things that I've learned from Zach, and I want him to understand this, that I really recognize he has an open door policy, and I've been kind of up there on that third floor. Well, I am moving down to the second floor, and I'm going to be more like Zach and have that open door policy. Make sure that all of you know that I'm available. Please come and talk to me. Let me know your concerns. I want to hear from you, because that's what really matters, is that we work together and serve this community. Ultimately, we need to recognize that any one of us can be a victim at any time. And we need to have that empathy for victims. And I know we do. As an office, we care. We serve because we care. This isn't, of course, about the money for us, right? We do this job because we love public service. We love how we feel when we go home after work, knowing that we've made a difference in our community. And I know that that's what we can do and continue to do. So, we will be here for you, and I appreciate this opportunity to serve. Well, thank you.
Can you get a picture? As many of you, I'd love to fill up by the end.
I'm over here. I like being behind the scenes.
Fair.
Very good.
See me?
One eye.
Yeah, I can see where you were. Were you hiding?
I could see you. I didn't understand.